January is radon action month, and health officials across Michigan are urging residents to test their homes for dangerous gas they can't see, smell, or taste. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas and the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, responsible for more than 21,000 deaths every year, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. State officials estimate one in every four Michigan homes has radon levels above the federal action level. In Lenawee County, that number climbs to one in every two homes. Radon forms from the natural breakdown of uranium in soil and rock. Outdoors, it disperses safely, but when it enters buildings through foundation cracks, sump pumps, or openings for plumbing and wiring, it can become trapped and reach unhealthy levels. Because radon is odorless and invisible, testing is the only way to know if a home is affected. The EPA and Michigan's Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy say homes with radon levels at or above 4 picocuries per liter should take action to reduce exposure. In recognition of Radon Action Month, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has officially declared January 2026 as Radon Action Month in Michigan, encouraging residents to test their homes and take steps to reduce elevated levels. Health officials also recommend retesting every 2 to 5 years, since homes settle over time and radon levels can change. If high levels are detected, radon mitigation systems can be installed to capture the gas before it enters the home and vent it safely outside. In Lenawee County, the local health department is offering free radon test kits throughout January. Residents can pick up the kit in person and receive help interpreting results if needed. More information is available by calling 517-264-5214 or visiting lenaweehealthdepartment.org. I'm Brian Vish for WLEN, Lenawee's local news station.